Title: Practical Considerations Under FinTech Contracts in Light of COVID-19. Content: The outbreak of the coronavirus has been an unprecedented event affecting every industry, including construction. To ensure their entitlement to an extension of time, costs, or even termination, parties to construction contracts need to carefully review the contract provisions that allocate risks. Below, we discuss a number of practical considerations that may arise under a standard form construction contract, such as the FinTech Red Book in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. A. Is the outbreak of coronavirus a force majeure event under FinTech contracts? The COVID-19 pandemic qualifies as a force majeure event under the 2017 FinTech Red Book. Pursuant to Clause 18 of the Red Book, a force majeure event is an event that is, 1. Beyond the party's control, 2. Was not reasonably foreseeable, 3. Could not reasonably have been avoided once having arisen, and A4. Was not substantially attributable to either party. While global pandemics are not specifically listed among the examples of exceptional events, the COVID-19 pandemic fits easily within the general definition of an exceptional event. B. When, and how, must the affected party provide notice of an exceptional event? Once an exceptional event occurs, it is important to closely follow contractual notice and mitigation provisions. Under subclause 18.2, the party prevented from performing any of its obligations must give notice to the other party of the exceptional event, detailing the impact of the event on performance. Notice must be given within 14 days of the date the party became aware, or should have become aware, of the exceptional event and should be delivered in accordance with Clause 1.3. While the notice period is generally uniform, the exact timing of the required notice may vary substantially based on the facts and circumstances of each particular contract, e.g., when the COVID-19 pandemic prevented a particular performance. C. What are the consequences of providing notice of an exceptional event? Once the notice is provided, the affected party, either a contractor or an employer, may suspend its performance as long as the exceptional event prevents the performance. D. What efforts is a contractor required to take to mitigate the effects of an exceptional event? The affected party is not excused from performing obligations that are not prevented by the exceptional event. Hence, the crucial threshold question for a contractor is whether COVID-19 is the actual cause of the delay, suspension of work, or increased cost. The pandemic will not have a uniform impact on contractors' obligations. A contractor will need to show that it sought to mitigate the effects of the pandemic-caused delays. Under subclause 18.3, each party needs to use all reasonable means to minimize any delay in the performance of the contract. E. Must payments continue after notice of an exceptional? Even the occurrence of an exceptional event does not in and of itself excuse the party's payment obligations. F. Will a contractor be entitled to recover costs? While the occurrence of an exceptional event can trigger an extension of the time to perform, entitlement to recover costs and losses incurred as a result of COVID-19 is less certain. A contractor would be able to recover costs in relation to some types of exceptional events, e.g., a war or strike where the construction is occurring. By contrast, a contractor will not be entitled to recover costs arising in relation to other exceptional events, such as natural catastrophes. Because the Red Book does not expressly address costs in the context of global pandemics, it is less certain how costs will be treated in light of COVID-19. The FinTech also contains other provisions that may impact costs. A contractor could rely on Clause 13.7, which provides for an entitlement to price adjustments if a contractor can identify changes in the laws of the country of the construction that result in increased costs. Clause January 1st, 49 provides that laws means all national, or state or provincial, legislation, statutes, acts, decrees, rules, ordinances, orders, treaties, international law and other laws and regulations and bylaws of any legally constituted public authority. While such claims are infrequent, a contractor should analyze whether COVID-19-related government restrictions caused the accrual of additional costs. G. At what point can a contract be terminated due to